There's a new sparkling water beverage from the makers of Bubbly, Bubbly Burst.
It's bursting with fruit flavor, no added sugar, and all smiles.
Bubbly comes in a variety of 6 fun flavors that taste incredible. And with no added sugar and low calories, there's a lot to smile about.
I don't know about you, Matt, but it's my perfect beverage for catching up on my favorite shows with.
Yes, Lil Bowen. Bubbly Burst has antioxidant and immune support, keeping me feeling great all day long.
You deserve that. Try new Bubbly Burst.
You know that I feel like it's really important to express yourself.
I know that about you.
You got to put your true self out there, okay? And those classic Crocs, clogs, and sandals let you do just that.
Between the rainbow of colors and the Jibbitz charms, you can create a unique look. And I mean, literally, no one else will have shoes exactly like yours.
Hey, you know, it doesn't get more comfortable than Croc clogs and sandals. They're just the perfect blend of comfort and creativity.
Visit crocs.com to explore the latest styles and Jibbitz charms.
Hi, I'm Matt.
And I'm Bowen.
And we want to introduce you to the new Cantina menu at Taco Bell.
Ooh! It's an all-new chicken menu with fresh new ingredients. Great as a lunchtime option.
Taste for yourself. The slow-roasted chicken, pico de gallo, purple cabbage,
yummy,
and new avocado verde salsa sauce.
Okay! With new menu options like Cantina chicken tacos, burrito, and quesadilla, there's something for everyone.
With this new Cantina chicken menu, the possibilities are endless.
Try the new Cantina chicken menu at Taco Bell.
Look, Matt.
Where?
Oh, I see.
My, oh, my.
Bowen, look over there.
Wow, is that culture?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Las Culturistas.
Ding dong. Las Culturistas calling.
Oh, wow. Bowen?
I already have failed the pod mission this year.
What?
Which is that I have not yet started The Real Friends of West Hollywood.
Oh, I haven't either.
Okay.
We're right on the same page, hon.
Do we just abandon that now? Because can I tell you, the poor person who is working the social media for the show.
Oh, God. Beleaguered.
Beleaguered. But whoever it is, God bless, because they're really leaning into it. They tweeted,
yeah,
wow, you guys, 50,000 people watched the first episode.
I think it was 20.
20?
It was 20. Bonnie knows. Oh, my God. It was 20. And so they tweeted this. And then there was another tweet where they were like, we know we're not as fun as Drag Race, but stick around after. It's like,
yeah,
y'all.
It was. We know you're not as excited as we are.
Yes, yes.
Which,
yes,
I think is an interesting way to respond to the quote unquote backlash, because it's honestly like, I don't know if responding to negativity with negativity is necessarily a winning strategy if we're to look to time. I don't know that that's ever resulted in something, sorry to say, but hashtag better, if you know, you know.
Oh,
that's a reference to our guest today. But I will say that I was not one of the 50,000 people, not because I didn't want to, as
20,
we know,
Bone,
20, sorry, whatever it is.
20.
Whatever many thousands of people, or however few thousands of people it was, I was not one, just because I was at the Sundance Film Festival this weekend.
My God.
And so there was no time to stop for The Real Friends of WeHo. I was with the real filmmakers of Park City.
Oh, my God. You want to share about Sundance before we get into it with our guests?
Well, I was there on a branded partnership. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
And I did not get to see any movies, but I did have boots on the ground, ears to the ground about what was well received.
Yes.
We want to say a huge congrats to friends of the pod, Ben Platt, Molly Gordon, Patty Harrison. Noah Galvin has not been on the pod yet, but will be one day soon.
Can't
and
wait.
They have Theater Camp, which was rapturously well received and produced by our producer, Will Ferrell. Okay.
We love.
Yes.
So that was received very well. I also heard that Anne Hathaway is quite the lesbian in the film Eileen. And Anne Hathaway sort of had the, what they say is kids gagging on the carpet up at Sundance, because she was wearing a big puffy coat. She was baring her legs and then boots. And she was giving
love
how you do Sundance red carpets.
Perfect.
And I heard she plays quite a lesbian in this movie, Eileen.
Quite a lesbian.
That was really what was relevant to my interest on the ground in Sundance. A gorgeous, tiny city that pretends it's quaint, but is extremely corporate, and we got to figure it out. You wait in more lines at Sundance than you do at Walt Disney World in Orlando, Florida. But that being said, it is where I was the week prior. So I went from Orlando to Park City, and that was a 1-2 punch of maximalism.
The climate whiplash.
Yeah.
and my neck is definitely hurting. But Bowen, you had quite the weekend.
I was fighting a nasty cold.
You did?
You guys, I could feel my voice slipping through my fingers on Friday. And I was like, I need to have this voice.
Yeah.
Mamma mia, slipping through your fingers.
I was doing shots of olive oil. I've never...
That's what they say to do.
Is it? Because okay, Bonnie's making a face. We did not have access to like a steam inhaler. I was like, I don't know what I'm supposed to do. I think maybe it's not shots of olive oil.
Yeah.
But we're going to ask our guest in a little bit.
Yeah. And we have what I'm sure is a vocal health expert here. And so we're all going to...
We need to consult the professionals here. We have one with us today.
Listen, I just want to say one other thing, which was... Bo, that episode with Aubrey Plaza was fucking good. The Megan 2.0 sketch. Oh, shout out to Jimmy Fallon. That was
Jimmy
Fallon,
legend. Kiera O'Sullivan, Chloe Fineman, Ken Sublett, Allison Gates. Oh, a lovely piece.
And your George Santos, we're going to call it a George Santos runner.
Yeah.
Was absolutely fab.
I think it's a flash in the pan. I think I would.
We hope.
I hope that we don't see him for much longer.
God. I hope that it's a quick burnout with that one.
Yeah.
Because I'm already
truly
exhausted.
I'm exhausted.
Yeah. We're exhausted, aren't we? We're exhausted.
We really are. And so this voice that resonantly sort of has been in the background, but can't help but sort of spring forth, is one of the most talented people on what they call Bowen the Great White Way.
Yeah.
Now that's actually a rule of culture about Broadway, is they call it the Great White Way. And which rule of culture is that?
65.
It's rule of culture number 65. Broadway.
They call it the Great White Way.
Yeah.
And there is a great white voice on it right now. And title of that, Great White Voice.
Great White Voice. It's true.
A legacy.
There has been on Broadway a legacy of great white voices. That's another rule of culture. That's rule of culture number 66.
There has been a legacy on Broadway of great white voices.
Oh, God. And this is no different because Kimberly Akimbo, Bo, you're fresh from the fight.
I'm fresh from the fight. I loved this show so much.
It's fab.
Fab. And I just shot up out of my seat at the end. I was like, God, it's so refreshing. Like, it's been so long since I've seen like a lean cast like this.
Yeah.
All doing such incredible work. I mean, every person so wonderfully occupying this stage together. And I mean, our guest is such a highlight of the show. And we're going to get into this later, but like the speaking voice itself on its own, just... You could really take a bath in it. Just gorgeous and smooth and
okay.
It's as people make up that Barbara says this, like butter.
Like butter.
And it also, not for nothing, but real comedy, real jokes. I mean, I don't think I've been to like a Broadway performance that I was like really blown away by how real and current and hard the humor felt. Like, I can't say enough. Yeah. It also features a lead performance from Victoria Clark, who is a legend, who is certainly giving one of the best performances on Broadway right now, just like our guest, who you also know from Head Over Heels. If you came to our Las Culturistas Culture Awards, you were lucky enough to see our guest and friend of the pod, the icon Natalie Walker, sing Record of the Year nominee All I Want for Christmas Is You live.
And sing the notes for Best Note Ever Sung.
Yes, that was quite the sequence in the show.
You know her from Search Party.
Listen, if I have anything to say about it, Tony frontrunner this year.
We're saying it now.
Great.
Great. Okay. So everyone, please welcome into your ears,
Bonnie Megan!
My voice just cracked.
I can't believe I had a vocalist on the show and my voice cracked while I shouted her name in the intro. Bonnie Milligan!
Shots of olive oil, good or bad? What's your recommendation?
I feel like when you're losing your voice, first of all, vocal rest is going to be your best bet.
Yeah, of course.
Some steam, up your immune system. I'm a big fan of vitamins, of wellness formula from Whole Foods. I don't know. It might be a placebo effect, but I feel stronger.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. Yes. Okay.
I don't take anything when I'm not in a show. And then when I'm in a show, I'm like, okay, I got to take this. Oregano oil is a big one. Uh-huh. And like breaks up mucus and stuff. I mean, it's rough. After you put that on your tongue, it feels like you're swallowing a slice of pizza without the good pizza part of it.
Damn.
And that's your breath for a while. That's rough. some tea, a tea I recommend called Throat Coat.
Yeah, I love Throat Coat.
Honey. We love Throat Coat.
If you don't have any tea around, you just hot water, put like one of those original Ricolas that are made with honey in there and stir it around. And like,
this is amazing.
That is a tip from Victoria Clark.
And really? That's from Victoria Clark herself.
Vicky.
That's from Vicky Clark herself. The Vicky T.
After I saw you, I got to meet Victoria Clark. And that was a moment in time. And she is cool as hell.
You would have too, Bowen. She was so excited. Also, her husband was in the show. And he was like, Bowen Yang was here. I was like, I know, I invited him.
I'm so sorry. I was with Josh Sharp and we got up and left because my phone was on Do Not Disturb.
I love Josh Sharp too. Oh my God.
Bonnie got to meet House. Bonnie met Patrick Rogers.
Bonnie met Patrick Rogers. I mean, this is a phenomenal show.
It really
Everyone
is.
Go see it. The hashtag better reference earlier is a reference to a song that Bonnie sings.
Streaming now on Spotify.
On Spotify. It's so good. Oh, it's excellent.
Janine Tesori, David Lindsay Aubert, they're genius.
Yes,
the genius says.
Janine Tesori, man.
The versatility.
Yeah. I mean, look at all of her scores. She goes from Thoroughly Modern Millie to Violet to Fun Home to
Mama Shrek.
Shrek Mama.
Carolina Change. Shrek.
Yeah, Carolina Change.
Like,
wow.
Come on. That's all her. Yeah. That's crazy. And David Lindsay Aubert and her wrote Shrek together. So
that
team wrote Shrek and then wrote Kimberly Kimball. Giving range.
Do you think she thinks of Shrek as her greatest work?
I think absolutely.
I never got to see it.
Me neither. I never saw it.
That's a Sutton performance that like I missed out on.
For the longest time, the pro shot was on Netflix. I don't know if it's still out there.
Really?
But look into it.
I remember this. I am a huge fan of a pro shot. I love a pro shot.
I love a pro shot.
There was a time where you could go to, God, what is it? I guess it's like
Lincoln Center.
Yes, Lincoln Center. And you could see like every pro shot of any show ever.
Yeah. You had to give like a weird reason. Like, oh, I'm researching for a paper. Are you? No.
For the paper.
Ma'am, hand over anything goes.
Yeah.
Hand it over. No, I'm not writing a paper about Patti LuPone not tapping, but we don't care if she's belting. I'm not writing a paper. Oh hand God, me the tape.
Is that drama that Patti LuPone didn't tap because she was belting so much as Reno Sweeney?
I say, why would she? Let her sing. I think it's so funny. Like she comes down, she's like, I think she did tap a little, but it just makes me laugh that they would like pretend to make that happen. I'm like, just let the woman stand and bark.
No one's going to be mad.
No one's mad. No. I want to hear it.
But speaking of Sutton, then you have Sutton who does tap the whole fucking thing and it's godly. It's a spiritual experience.
Fact.
Wait, why do you say like there used to be a time that you could go to like, can you not do that anymore?
I haven't tried it. I mean, who knows?
I'm sure
I bet you still can.
Okay, great.
It's gotta be.
I think I said used to be a time because we were in college when that was a thing.
And like doing
and
it.
So I associate it with being something in the past. You know what I mean?
I associate it with
a different time in New York. Has New York changed? The topic of discussion. Has New York changed?
There used to be more Vapiano's. So yes, it has.
Oh, so sad.
It has changed. God, yeah.
For the better. Hashtag better.
Hashtag.
That number hashtag. Is so big and great and amazing. Yeah. But we were talking about like, so the vocal quality the entire time. Obviously, that song comes and it is just an absolute barn burner and you tear the whole house down. But what I love about your performance so much is you play like the aunt in the show and she comes in and she's like already like her presence precedes her in this way where it's just like, oh, this is going to be a character that's going to knock down the house. Like, you know what I mean? Like, this is going to be like a rambunctious moment. And then you come in and the vocal choice is so soft the whole time. And it really is just how you speak now. And I would imagine that on the page, they're sort of insinuating that this is going to be like a larger than life character, especially because, you know, it's written in the way that it is in the big numbers that you get. Like, I wonder about the choice to play this the way that you did.
Well, for me, it is funny because, you know, it was a play first. And so when David Lindsay Aubert was talking about how it was always played in the play version was like a steamroller, you know, big, bold, takes over everything. And they're like, what you brought into it was a pickpocket. But I don't notice my wallet's gone until I'm on the train.
Yeah.
And then and Janine Tesori was like, but you left like a wrapped candy. And I was like, exactly. You're welcome. So I look at it as like, I'm giving you Harold Hill and Kimberly Kimbo.
Yeah.
I'm a con woman. I I'm like Pied Piper with the kids. The best part about Better is when the show choir is like, that looks fun. Let me start singing. And I'm like, okay. Oh, I can use this. All right. Yeah. Yes. Dance. Live. Okay. That she's going to read people and see what they need.
Wait, for the people that don't know the show, though, can you elevator pitch it? Because I'm realizing they may not understand.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, like, yeah. Sure. So Victoria Clark plays a teenage girl who has a fictional aging disease that ages her like 4.5 times faster than normal. So she is turning 16, but she's in the body of like somebody who looks like she's in her 60s. And the average life expectancy of this disease is 16. So she's nearing her birthday. Her family's a mess. Her dad's an alcoholic. Her mom's a narcissist with like two casts because she got double carpal tunnel surgery. But like, does she still need the cast? We don't know. You know, she's kind of like, she's so obsessed with herself that she's kind of the adult in the home. I play her mom's sister, who is a fun-loving con artist who comes into town about 25 minutes into the show. And I have a big scam that I want to recruit Kimberly for. In doing that, my first big number, I'm like, I don't want to wait like to make money to like get a ticket. And you shouldn't wait either. You know, wink, wink, babe, you ain't got a lot of time.
Yeah.
And if you want, what I love about her is she just makes stuff happen. She's a, you know, she's surviving. So I got to do something. Well, I'm not educated. I've clearly been in prison a few times. You make it happen for yourself. Nobody else is going to help you is like the lesson I tried to teach her. Like, your mom's not going to take you to Disneyland, babe. You got to take yourself.
Yeah.
And how are you going to do that?
And so you got to do this illegal scheme with me.
You
got to
do a quick mail check washing scheme with me. It's casual. It's going to be fun. And so I think the one real person she cares about is Kimberly. And I come back into her life to get her to do this. And then all of a sudden she's like a teenage girl who, I don't know about you two, I have like a niece, I remember, who like worshiped me and then became an age where it was like not so cool. And I think Kimmy's in that place. So Deborah's in this weird flux of, what do I do? Like, I got to give her this pitch, you know? And that's the song that we keep talking about, is the pitch to have her join my scam.
I mean, the show really obviously activates in terms of like there being this like break into action when Deborah shows up. But God, like, you really do like carry the comedy so well. As soon as you walk on stage, like, Josh and I are just like, okay, like, we're off to the races. Like, Bonnie's coming in with like these like micro expressions, and like, God, it's just so effortless coming from you. And you really are one of those performers who like can just spin the comedy plate just as well as like the belting plate. Like, you have this incredible voice on top of like knowing how to deliver so many fun moments.
Thanks.
It's a very confident thing too, to be quiet in the comedy, especially I would imagine on Broadway.
But that's what's fun. I remember we were in rehearsal and Janine Tesori was like, I just love that you undercut when I don't expect it and you get bigger. Yeah. And she's like, your comedy is unexpected. And it's really fun. She wrote, the top of act two is me teaching the kids how to wash checks. It's called How to Wash a Check. She wrote it for me. She's like, cause you brought this like sensuality and this like laid, like this pulled back knit. Like, and I was like, I gotta be cool. You know, like, I gotta be this energy that the kids want to start singing with me.
Yeah.
Yeah,
or that right. Kimmy, who doesn't have friends, like, they want to be her friends with her because like that woman's crazy, but she's also kind of fun to be around. You know what I mean? Like, I horrify them in one moment and then they want to be around me in the next. It's like, what is that? So I don't think that's loud, 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 big, big, big. I don't want to be around that, but I want to be around somebody that's like exciting and like unexpected. And so I think that's where that sort of came from. I'm like an actor first. So everything just comes from that place. Like, well, what is the moment? Like, what am I doing? So I'm not going to be big all the time. I'm going to do this. And it is really fun to play and to play what the audience is giving me. Like, you know, some nights are like rowdy and it's really fun. And I'm like, okay, they want me to be a little extra naughty. Like, this is fun. And some that are like, oh God, that's a matinee. You know, and I'm like, I'm still going to mess with you, but in a little different way now. Like, it's fun. And it like keeps it fresh.
Hey,
There's a new sparkling water beverage from the makers of Bubbly, Bubbly Burst.
Refreshing bubbles, colorful bottles, and playful smiles galore.
Bubbly comes in a variety of 6 fun flavors that taste incredible, and with no added sugar and low calories, there's a lot to smile about.
Each sip adds a burst of fun to your day.
I don't know about you, Matt, but it's my perfect beverage for catching up on all my favorite shows with.
Yes, baby girl. And the resealable bottles makes them easy to take them on the go.
Bubbly Burst has antioxidant and immune support too, keeping us feeling great all day long.
Hey, try new Bubbly Burst. Hey, everybody. During the break, let's quickly talk about a couple things that are important to most people I know. Comfort and style. Crocs classic clogs and sandals have both covered.
And when we're talking about style, we mean personal style. There's just so many colors and so many Jibbitz charms. You can dress up your Crocs to match your mood and to match your personality and to fit the occasion.
I mean, ultimately, you can stand out from the crowd in a way that only you can because it's your personal style.
And now let's talk about comfort. You know, it doesn't get better than the Crocs clogs and sandals when it comes to being comfortable. Style and comfort are usually a trade-off, but here they're a package deal. It's like you have cushions on your feet. Soft, stylish, personalized, colorful cushions.
So why wait? Head over to Crocs.com today and experience the comfort and style of Crocs classic clogs and sandals for yourself. Your feet will thank you.
Hey, it's Bowen, and I want to introduce you to the new Cantina Chicken menu at Taco Bell. Yes, it's an all-new chicken menu with fresh new ingredients, great as a lunchtime option. Taste for yourself the slow-roasted chicken, pico de gallo, purple cabbage, and new avocado verde salsa sauce. With new menu options like Cantina Chicken tacos, burritos, and quesadillas, there's something for everyone. And Taco Bell isn't just for a late night. With this new Cantina Chicken menu, the possibilities are, well, endless. Try the new Cantina Chicken menu at Taco Bell now. Now, I said.
Okay, wait, can I ask a question? Like, and this is maybe wrong, but I find that I try to avoid matinees because I feel like inherently in a matinee, there's going to be a more relaxed matinee-ish, let's say, energy. But is that true as someone who's performing matinees all the time as well as night shows? Like, is there a difference between a matinee and a evening performance?
I can't say like for 100%, but I do think in general, a lot of less so on Sundays because it's like, you know, the last show of the week, like it's a 3 o'clock as opposed to like a Wednesday matinee is typically quieter. But sometimes we'll have a rowdy one because a lot of shows don't do Wednesday mats. They may do like a Sunday double show instead. So we have like other actors present, you know, and then they can liven up a crowd. Also, our show, while incredibly funny, is also really deep. It's like life, right? So some audiences are just really listening. And so if you're like, oh my God, it's comedy, please laugh. And then I know there's tears too, but come on. And I'll leave. I'll be like, well, that audience hated us. And I come out and it's like cheers and insanity. Like they loved it. They were just really leaning in. And I remember one time I was, you know, very close to the front of the stage is when I give Kimmy her birthday gift. And I'm, you know, like sometimes it's big laughs and sometimes it's not. You're just,
oh, I love this moment.
Yeah.
This is the pine cone?
On it, the pine cone. So,
yes.
You know, I've been in the woods and I don't have a job. So what I've been toting around a giant pine cone I saw that I was like, how cool is this? She would love this. And I'm really proud of it. And it's like, and so I wrap it in toilet paper. I don't have wrapping paper. And so, you know, I handed this thing really proud and everybody's like, what is a pine cone? I'm like, it's giant. It's a giant pine cone.
I think it's such a great comedy because you play that so down good. Too. You're like, it's a pine cone. And I'm like, it's Josh and I giant. Were laughing.
Yeah. But one matinee, this guy, I could hear, he was, you know, I'm so close to the front row and I just out of my periphery, because I don't really like to look into the audience during the show. I saw him like holding himself and being like, and I was like, let it out. It's okay. But, you know, like in general, sometimes the matinees are quieter, but it's not 100%.
Yeah.
It's actually what's in really indicative of that was we were there, Patrick and I were there, and we have loud laughs and we were watching it like a comedy show. I know the fire alarm is going off in the background, guys. Oh. And I just got an email that it's going to be like this all day, unfortunately.
Damn it. No.
I'm going to mute myself when I speak, but this is, and leave this in for the readers because this is real life.
I will mute myself
when I don't speak. But let me just say, in terms of noises being made, me and my friend Patrick were laughing very loud and a much older woman turned to us and scolded us and said, you need to stop. And I said, no. And I said, no. I said in a calm voice, no, you need to stop. And she turned back around and she stopped and she did not get back in my face. But I did say kindly, I was like, no.
You need to stop. It's a show. Yeah. I'm sure you weren't being that disruptive.
I was laughing at the jokes.
So I have the loudest laugh. So when I see shows, like, I know, like, that's what we want to hear. Like, if it's written to be funny, friends, you're supposed to laugh. And you're going to get a better show from the actors on stage the more attentive you are, because, like, we're always giving because, you know, we're professionals.
Yeah.
But it's a little more fun when the audience is raucous and you're like, okay, you know, like, it brings something else out of me. They're a part of the show. You're a part of the experience. And so I will laugh so loud and I often get scolded and I'm like, and I will look at people and I go, it's funny.
Period.
Bowen and I are loud laughers. Bowen, you can hear from a mile away laugh, and it's one of my favorite things.
It's a caustic laugh.
I did hear you a few times yesterday, and it filled my heart.
It was good and funny. Come on. What are you going to do?
What do you want from us?
Yes.
But at the end, I was really sobbing. I mean, I can't even say enough to everyone. We enjoyed this so much. You will laugh. You will cry. You will scream. Yeah. You will gasp.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's one of those why it's so good. I think why it's resonated with so many people. Like, it came out off Broadway at the Atlantic Theater last year for a couple of months. And it was one of the first shows post pandemic.
Mm.
And this message in the show that, like, nobody gets a second time around. So, like, what are you going to do with the life that you have? It was so resonated with everybody because it's like, wow, yeah. And everybody lost something, whether it was an actual person, a job, a livelihood, just regular life. Mm-hmm. I mean, probably the super rich who have, like, mansions and tennis courts and pools were fine. But guess what? Like the rest of us, we all, you know, lost something and it was really scary. And so to go into the show that's like, and what Vicky does is just so magical.
Oh,
like
so
you
tender.
Really like see her as a teenager, like this beautiful soul, like you root for her, that you laugh a lot. Yeah, you cry because you get connected. And what I love about it, that's David Lindsay Bear. I mean, I guess he's got a Pulitzer for a reason, but like that's life. It's not just one thing.
God, the range on him, like too, like to go from like Rabbit hole.
Yeah.
I was going to say
to this. I mean, like,
yeah.
Like also about like loss or grief or something, or mortality. But like to write a role that like Victoria was able to so beautifully render, like she never caricaturizes like the youth. She never like makes being a teenager seem like cloying or, you know, at all. Just like not to describe a Broadway show in this way because it feels so minimizing, but it's like it is like a vibe. It is like, wow, there's something so tender about this in every aspect that I thought was really, really lovely.
Oh, thanks.
I could see it as a film. I mean, when I was watching it, I was like, I can 100% see this adapted for the screen.
Yeah,
for sure.
God, is it really going? Sorry, Matt. Is it really going on the entire time?
I haven't been home, so I just got an email that was like, it will be till 4 p.m. throughout the day, and the power will also be off during this time. So that's just kind of like what I'm experiencing right now, what I'm sort of living right now.
Can we make an announcement? I think Matt is on his last dregs with L.A.
I'm out of here.
Yeah, I think he's out of there.
I'm kind of out of here because I have a new boyfriend, Lenny. He lives in New York. I miss all my friends in New York. And I don't think I'll have an apartment in New York that sort of does this. So
you might. Yeah. You might. I mean,
I mean, like, Bowen doesn't live in the dreamscape either.
I don't. Are you even thinking bi-coastal or are you thinking
I'm thinking bi-coastal, but, and also I'll say this, like, I love seeing shows. I like going to things. Like, in New York, you do that. Like, that's one of the things I've really loved about going to New York, is like being able to see everything incredible that's happening there. Like,
the culture, if you will.
The culture exists in New York and it does exist in LA. Yeah. And I'm not knocking it. I'm just sitting here sort of while the fire alarm blares in the background, thinking about how, you know, and it left. Okay, so that's going to happen. And like, so let me jump in now just to say it's gone and we're feeling good. How long have you been in New York, Bonnie? You must have been pumping the streets many years.
Oh, God. I have been here 14 years.
Okay.
And that's more than 10, which makes you an official New Yorker. Congrats.
Thank you. Oh, 15. God, it's been 15. Yeah, 15.
We're on similar timelines. I think Matt and I moved here in 2008.
Correct, 2008. Which is right around the time that you sort of have realized what the culture is that made you say culture was for you. Wouldn't you say, Bo?
I would say this. I would say so, yes. So I guess this is time for us to ask Bonnie the question that we ask all of our guests, which is, Bonnie Milligan, what is the culture that made you say culture is for me?
So I have a split answer on this. I think in general, what I realize...
I love culture, split.
Right? We love a split. I grew up, you know, as like a kid of the 90s, and something that like immediately was like, this is for me, were the divas of the 90s. Like,
yes,
Mariah, Whitney, Celine, Reba. Why did I know every word to Fancy when I was like 8 years old?
Because it's called taste.
Thank you.
And you knew you had one chance, Fancy. Don't let Reba down.
Don't let her down. Don't let
me down.
I
would love to hear you perform that, actually.
Yeah.
I have, and I will right now. No, it's my day off. But I can. I love Celine. I loved your rant about her not being on Rolling Stone because agree.
Truly.
As a singer, was that not the most insane thing you'd ever heard?
I can't because I'll get upset. So that was absolutely something I was like, that culture is for me. Divadom.
Yeah.
And like big voices and like living your life. And I was so little and I was like, got it. Kind of connected to that. So I grew up in a double wide trailer in the Midwest, daughter of a preacher, poor, etc.
Yeah.
And it's not like it wasn't like, I forget which one is secular and non-secular. I don't remember which one means what.
Secular means religious. Non-religious.
Non-religious.
Wait, yes.
I wasn't like not restricted. Clearly, I just named all those divas. But you weren't like watching racy things. Anyway, my best friend in fourth grade, her favorite movie was Rocky Horror.
Oh, wow.
And I went over to her house. Her mom had like an album of it, like an actual record. We would listen to it. We would watch the movie. And my mind was like, whoa. So that was like, this is also for me. This like giant, like, oh my God. We played it on the playground. We're like, let's play Rocky Horror. Like I knew every word. I lived my life. That's so weird. And it's amazing. And I always wanted to be Magenta because she seemed the most fun. And I would usually get stuck playing like the Janet. I'd be like, I don't want to play Janet.
You wanted Magenta. Yeah.
Oh my God. That's a character actress's heart.
Okay. And so I remember I was sitting at home. It was like some Saturday and I had the remote. I was flipping through my dad, the preacher, you know, sitting behind me and it was like on VH1. And so I like paused because it was like, oh my God, my favorite movie, the thing I play every day. My dad's like, no, keep going. You're not allowed to watch that. And I was like, absolutely. Yes. Okay. That looked crazy.
Did he understand what Rocky Horror was?
And, yes, he'd like seen it. And he was like, like there's cursing, there's touch me. I want to be dirty. Definitely saying that on the playground. What? But like, we didn't know. But we're, you know what I mean? Like, he was like, no, we're not watching that. I was like, okay.
Wow. But see, like, what harm is it really doing if we as children don't know what it means? Like, that's my thing.
There's no harm. Exactly.
I mean,
no harm.
There's a fine line, I bet. Like, we shouldn't be like, you don't want to hear a kid singing about like, something too illicit, but then you're like, I don't know.
I didn't get it.
I want to hear a kid sing about something illicit. I want to hear.
I want it.
I want to see little Bonnie touch me, and I want to go over to the Riso chaperone and be like, "You're not doing your job." Okay, those girls over there. You see that little group of girls? They're saying touch me.
You're fired.
They need a break. They need a timeout. You're fired. Recess chaperone.
Time out. Recess chaperone.
Remember those icons?
Yeah.
Recess chaperones, lunch monitors.
They were
give it up for lunch monitor culture. They were the dreamers of dreams.
Yes.
They were the ones leading the culture.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they were like volunteers from the community. You know, they weren't like paid well. They were just like nice older ladies.
Yeah.
My God. I bet we would be great, the three of us.
I think so.
In a performance at recess? Yeah.
Oh, God, yeah. I would be, we'd be like choreographing and giving scripts to children.
Yes.
No, this is better.
We'd be letting you tell us what to do.
What are you doing? That is not fun. I have an idea.
What are you doing?
Let me give you culture, because you don't have any. I'm six. Grow up.
Grow up. I love it.
Yeah.
Did you feel like the divas inspired you? This sounds like such a stupid, shallow question, but let me know if this makes sense.
Okay.
Did you feel like, I'm going to belt because the divas are belting, and therefore I will start my own belting journey as a beltress?
So, okay. What's interesting is I'm not really like a trained singer. Like I always sang.
What?
So I'm like an instinctual singer.
Explain this.
So I sang my whole life. My family was musical. I was always singing in church into like school choirs and stuff. So, you know, like our choir teacher would give us kind of like voice lessons to talk about certain things.
Yes.
And then I took like a voice lesson one semester in college from like a TA, you know?
I did that too and I loved it.
Same.
But I went to school for acting. I didn't go to school for musical theater. So I was like, okay, did that. like, but I had the most fun doing gospel choir at college. And he did it like traditionally, our leader, like he would sing, you got just a sheet of words.
Yeah.
And he sang everybody's part. And it's just like, it trains your ear so well. So he would sing the soprano line down to the bass line. He was incredible.
Wow.
Whoa.
And so that was sort of like my music education in so many ways.
It worked.
When I sang along to my faves, everyone I just listed, Mariah, Celine, Whitney.
Yes.
Reba.
The girls.
Yeah, the girls. I would mimic them. So I would like use my voice. I remember my older cousin being like, she sings just like Celine. Come on, sing a song. And I like was obsessed. So I would sing all those songs like that. But if you gave me a sheet of music, I was like, mixy, pretty place, because I was like, oh, that's how you're supposed to sing other songs.
Oh.
So like the pop songs, I would sing like that. But like if you gave me anything else, I wasn't like out there belting till I got to like college and I loved musical theater. And I'm like, I feel like I could belt too. Like I love musical theater so much. And I feel like I wrote one point, I was like, I don't know if I have a voice for musical theater because I would sing the other way. And so during college, I was taking a Kristen Linklater speaking voice class. And learning about my resonators.
Oh, and I was like, wait. And that changes everything.
Hold on. That sounds like singing, like just like the warm up of like, hey. I was like, wait a minute. I can keep going higher. And that's singing.
And that is not something everyone can do.
And then all of a sudden, I became like the beltress. But that's also why, like, as you both heard in the show, like, I don't just belt everything. Like,
No.
Just like the comedy. Like, I like to use all parts of my voice. I just started doing a lot of concerts in 2014 and somebody like branded me Belting Bonnie. I was like, okay, great. We'll go with that.
It is pretty indelible. And then like I see Belting Bonds on social media and I'm like, ah, it's Bonnie, you know?
Yeah.
I had no idea that was your journey with the vocals.
Yeah. Yeah. That was the journey with the vocals.
Wow.
And correct me if I'm wrong. This is, you currently possess the highest belted note on Broadway.
I have been told that.
Wow.
Janine Tesori told that to our COVID guy who was like, you know, gagging for it. He was like, what is that? Like, it's the highest, right? So she said, yes.
It's the highest, right? The I love a gay COVID guy that's like, I'm gagging.
You know what? Well, let's shout out to Nolan. He's also a huge fan of Las Culturistas.
Nolan!
Wait, did I meet Nolan?
He was front row at the Culture Awards.
Nolan, we love you.
Oh my God.
I think I've never met him.
Yes, wait, you know I Nolan. Have met Nolan. I did
he
meet Nolan after the
show. He came to meet you after
the
show.
Yes.
He was like, I love them so much. And also he was like, if Bowen stays, because I was like, I don't know. You know, I was texting everybody because everybody was very excited you were there.
And I was like, so,
friends.
Oh my God.
I said, guys, I don't know. And so Nolan was on the thread and he was like, if Bowen does stay, text me. I'm running over.
Okay. I mean, I will send a beautiful care package to everybody. I truly felt so bad. I was, not that I like to share like these kinds of stories, but I did have a very bizarre interaction yesterday. I was buying a drink in the lobby And then a woman comes up to me and goes, just like I'm at the bar, and a woman comes up to me and puts her arm around me and then starts to like pat me on the back. And she goes, I'm going to do this in the chillest way I can. And then she stops and just stares at me and then keeps touching me on the back.
No.
And I was like,
no.
I was like, oh. And like there were like literally 5 seconds went by of just of me being like, oh wait, what would you like? What would you like? And then I was like, oh, do you want a hug? And she just didn't say anything. And then I just hugged her and then she left. Anyway, we're going to cut this out. But I was just like, it was truly.
No, I don't know. Like, I think people need to know they can't just come up and caress.
Touch
no,
that's and okay. caress.
It's okay. I mean, it was just like, she said, I'm going to do this in the chillest way I can.
Ma'am, that is the opposite of chill.
And then
it's opposite.
Just, and then
you're
it just,
like literally cozy on me.
It was cozy on me. Wait, okay. It's Monday. We have you on your day off. Do you have a Monday ritual? What's on the docket?
Well, now we have SAG screeners. So that is going to be on the docket. I'm going to watch maybe some movies. But typically it's like sleep in, and then I have a sweatshirt on, but I also have pajama pants on.
Yes.
Which you can't see. And I keep that vibe. I don't go out. I like rest.
Yes. That was gorgeous.
Oh my God. I don't go out. I just rest. And then what you don't know, readers, because this podcast are not a visual medium, is her camera absolutely flew off the table.
Oh.
She used a resonator for that.
She used a resonator. Yeah. It's healthy. So.
But it's no singing on Mondays.
No, not really. Unless I might get like a cameo request.
Yes.
Only podcasts that are also, and they say talking is sometimes even more stressful on the voice.
I know, but you gotta see, I'm placing it in a, like Bowen said, a nice warm bath. We gotta keep it gentle.
You really are. Oh, wait, can you guys help me on this? I was whispering for a while too on Friday.
Whispers bad.
Whispering's bad.
I was like, this feels bad. And I was like, I think I've heard that it's bad. So I stopped.
It is. Something good, like if you put like your thumb or something in your mouth and close it around and just blow, it kind of opens up this up a bit. Like,
oh my God, you're rocking my world.
And so it just, and you're not making sound.
One I have too that Henry taught me is you take a straw and put it in a cup of water and just blow.
Blow bubbles. Yeah.
This is
Vicky. I don't know if you noticed, she has like, Kimmy has like a little cup. It looks like a takeout cup with a straw. Sometimes she's taking water and sometimes she's just blowing.
And on stage?
To like, yes. But you can't tell.
Oh, wow. That's a stage hat.
Very, very clever. Very nice.
She's very smart, that one. She's very smart.
Tony winner.
What's working with her like? Talk about the legend Victoria Clark.
Oh, I mean, a dream come true. There are times that I will go down and just watch scenes I'm not in. You know, I don't get tired of it. I'm excited for the cast album fully to drop. I listen to it 8 times a week, and yet I want the album to like hear more.
That's special.
She is never the same. So every time she's so alive as a performer that who knows, she might be more playful one day or she might be. So it is so fresh.
Yeah.
And that's how I like to be, is just like what's in the moment. I don't want to like set something that is identical because that feels stale and not alive. And so I like to be alive. And clearly some line readings that you know get a bigger laugh, you might give it that way,
sure.
You know, more consistently. But in general, as a whole, like her performance is just so lived in. It's magic. I don't understand like her. She's just a different being from a different world. And she's the most generous actor to share a stage with. Like the way she holds for your laugh. And she loves playing a straight. She's like, I love playing the straight man. It's my fave. She's just so generous with everything. She's like, well, it'll give you a bigger laugh if I just hold, like with the pine cone or with, you know, we find different rhythms. And then we've also just become like really close friends, kind of hold each other up during this. It's very difficult. She barely leaves the stage.
Right.
You
she's
know,
very present.
She's in her 60s. And it's like, I don't know how she does that physical, vocal, and emotional journey.
Yeah.
Like to be in that. Cause sometimes, like, I've gone through stuff where I'm like, wow, I'm feeling a little depressed. I think I'm taking Deborah home with me because while she's funny, the way I operate the acting choices is like I'm alone in the world and nobody has my back. And so you know, I come into the library and I find Kimmy. I wait out in the library because something big happened, which is a reveal. I don't want to, you know, spoiler alert anybody.
Right, right.
But something happened. The family was in one town. I was a part of it. And I fled to the woods because it was a big thing. And when I came back, they'd moved and nobody left me a note, like an abandoned animal. Like, that's rough.
Yeah.
And so I get out of my aunt. I'd never say mom and dad. So God knows where they are. Allie and I have decided, Allie Mozzie plays my sister, that we have different dads.
She's so funny.
That I don't say parents. I don't say anyone. I called Aunt Helen and she wouldn't let me stay with her, but she told me where you moved to, but I didn't have an address. So I have been camping out in the school library.
Right, right, right.
Waiting to see Kim for 10 days.
Iconic choice to have her inhabit the school library.
The library. Not like the library.
The public library.
In town.
Yeah, yeah,
no.
Yeah.
The school library. It's so funny to me. It's so, it's so Deb. But like, that's rough.
Lots of little inventive choices like that. The show is very specific, yeah. You know?
Very. It's really fun to play all that. But sometimes that's like hard.
It's a lot.
And so I can't.
And also, it's every day. It's every single day of your life.
Yeah. And so to watch Vicky literally be in the body of someone who's like young, who like, there's this scene in the library where she's hanging out with the kids and they have a song about, well, real life hasn't started yet. Like, it's later. It's when we get out of Jersey, when we go to school, when we, you know, become adults. Like, right now doesn't matter. And that's her entire life is right now.
Yeah.
So she will never get to go to college. She will never get to go do these things that these kids say are the only things that matter. And you're like, and to watch her face, like, kind of take that information. Like, and she does that 8 times a week. Like, I don't. Oof. So that's why I say she's like this magical unicorn. When I struggle with my own journey, I can't even imagine how she does that.
Hers.
Sure.
8 times a week.
It's really like watching it. It is such a joyous experience. And the music is beautiful and the cast is great. But I remember at the end of Act 1, I was already like sobbing. Yeah. I turned to Patrick and I was like, I'm already there because this is not going to a healthy place for her, the character, you know what I mean? Like, and he was like, girl, just wait. And then Act 2 really delivers. It's, but I just can't say enough about the
but
show.
But then
I
still mean, leaves on an uplifting
oh
note.
Oh my God, it's so
like,
beautiful.
You don't leave being like, I'm devastated. I can't get through. You're like, wow.
You can't get more uplifting.
I went through every emotion possible. And like,
the Disney
oh my
world
God,
of it all.
It's very cathartic.
Definitely.
And then you leave and you're like, oh, but I do feel like I want to seize the day. Come on,
well,
newsies.
What sucks for Kimberly Akimbo is she probably went to Disney World at the end and then she realized she didn't book fast passes in advance or any dinner reservations.
And she
probably was
line.
Waiting on lines all day. I will tell you, like, if Kimberly Akimbo showed up to the Disney World that I was just at, I would feel really sad. I hope she told someone about her rapid aging disease and maybe they could get her and get her on some rides because that would be really, really frustrating.
Put her up front. Let her be in the front.
Put her up front.
Let her be in the first car.
Spoiler alert. You do see Kimberly at Disney World at the end in some fashion. And it is quite beautiful. And I go, oh my God.
Happy.
I was like, wait a minute. Like, Victoria Clark is like acting in front of a green screen. And I'm like fully convinced that like this little girl is there, like having the time of her life. I think she had a great time. I think Kimberly had a blast.
She absolutely had a blast. And again, we only say it's the meat, like the average life expectancy. We don't know that she's going to die this year.
Right.
She could live to 20. Now, not past that, probably. But like, we don't know.
Yeah.
So like,
It's not definitive.
And it is a fictional disease because the movie Jack with Robin Williams, which I'm sure people bring up to you each and every day.
They actually don't. And I'm surprised because I immediately was like, oh, like Jack.
Right.
Iconic film. Diane Lane, Fran Drescher. Come on.
J-Lo.
J-Lo, the teacher. It is so good.
I'm sure like they don't want you referencing the movie in press and stuff like this. Maybe.
Yeah, maybe not.
Oh, who cares? Publicists come for me.
I mean, it's not the same at all, but it reminds me of Jack, which I love. So get into it.
Get into it.
There's a new sparkling water beverage from the makers of Bubbly, Bubbly Burst.
Refreshing bubbles, colorful bottles, and playful smiles galore.
Bubbly comes in a variety of 6 fun flavors that taste incredible, and with no added sugar and low calories, there's a lot to smile about.
Each sip adds a burst of fun to your day.
I don't know about you, Matt, but it's my perfect beverage for catching up on all my favorite shows with.
Yes, baby girl. And the resealable bottles makes them easy to take them on the go.
Bubbly Burst has antioxidant and immune support too, keeping us feeling great all day long.
Hey, try new Bubbly Burst. Hey, everybody. During the break, let's quickly talk about a couple things that are important to most people I know. Comfort and style. Crocs classic clogs and sandals have both covered.
And when we're talking about style, we mean personal style. There's just so many colors and so many Jibbitz charms. You can dress up your Crocs to match your mood and to match your personality and to fit the occasion.
I mean, ultimately, you can stand out from the crowd in a way that only you can because it's your personal style.
And now let's talk about comfort. You know, it doesn't get better than the Crocs clogs and sandals when it comes to being comfortable. Style and comfort are usually a trade-off, but here they're a package deal. It's like you have cushions on your feet. Soft, stylish, personalized, colorful cushions.
So why wait? Head over to Crocs.com today and experience the comfort and style of Crocs classic clogs and sandals for yourself. Your feet will thank you.
Hey, it's Bowen, and I want to introduce you to the new Cantina Chicken menu at Taco Bell. Yes, it's an all-new chicken menu with fresh new ingredients, great as a lunchtime option. Taste for yourself the slow-roasted chicken, pico de gallo, purple cabbage, and new avocado verde salsa sauce. With new menu options like Cantina Chicken tacos, burritos, and quesadillas, there's something for everyone. And Taco Bell isn't just for a late night. With this new Cantina Chicken menu, the possibilities are, well, endless. Try the new Cantina Chicken menu at Taco Bell now. Now, I said.
What have you seen, speaking of film, what have you seen this year? You're about to dive into these SAG screeners, but the Oscar nominations come out this week. We are iconically recording on Monday. They come out tomorrow.
Oh my God.
What are your big predictions? What are your big, bold wants, needs, desires for the season?
Well, I'm very behind on my views. I literally was like, oh my God, because, you know, I've been in the world of putting up brand new musicals. So
yes.
I've been out to the theaters and trying to stay healthy. Like, I haven't gone out much. The one time I went to a theater is probably not going to be up for Oscars. And that's sad for me because it should win everything. Megan.
Yes.
I love
Megan.
Megan so much. What's so funny is I was told you have to see it in a theater with people. And I was like, okay, great. So I went with my friends, who are also performers, Matt Doyle and Max Clayton.
Oh my God.
Oh, wow. That's a real good crew.
Yeah. So we got like tickets for after all of our Thursday night shows. And we went to a 10 p.m. showing and we get in there. There's like three people at the back of the theater. And us. I was like, I'm feeling very Nicole Kidman. Like, we come to the theater, like by myself in a theater.
Yourself.
And Matt looked at me and he was like, I'm so glad we're seeing this with everyone. I was like, I know. But I still was like scream cackling. I love it so much.
It's so good. I mean, it is campy, but you get a sense that there's a lot of room to grow. You know what I mean? Megan 2.0, like, I know that's the SNL sketch, but like, it probably will be called Megan 2.0 or something, or Megan's. And like, there is so much places to go with Megan.
Because, I mean, the guy stole the files. We know how to make the AI.
He stole the files.
What I had said to Bowen was, don't you think we had seen the demonstration of Megan? Like, they tease this whole Megan demonstration and then we don't really see
it. I do wish we had seen that.
I do wish, me too. And I wish there was more of, that was an opportunity for like a massacre of a lot of people.
Yes.
With TikTok dances. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
I wanted more of that for sure.
Because Ronnie Chang keeps being like, bring in more people. We need more people, more people, more people. You're like, oh, wow. A bunch of people are going to get
killed.
They're
going to kill so many people.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I love that. I rented To Leslie.
Everyone is talking about Andrea Riseborough.
That's why I was like, I have Leslie. To watch this. It was that... Andrea, what is her last name? That's so embarrassing.
Riseborough,
thank you. Is incredible. So my sleeper hope is that she gets like an Oscar nom.
But you know, lots of A-list stars are coming out campaigning for her. And I think it was starting with Gwyneth Paltrow, but that's what all the trades are talking about right now, is that there has been this last minute groundswell of A-list support for this like real character actress who apparently gives the performance of the year to Leslie, Andrea Riseborough. So it might happen. We'll know by the time this episode comes out.
Absolutely incredible. And also, I just around Christmas watched Matilda, which was...
Oh, I heard it was great.
Gorgeous. With Lashana Lynch.
Oh my gosh. I loved everything about it. It was so beautiful. It was so emotional. Lashana Lynch, Wow. How do you do that? And Woman King. Congrats on life.
Wow.
But Andrea Riseborough plays the mom in Matilda. And I was like, you're giving me British Judy Greer and you're giving me two Leslie. Like, who are you? Like, she's unbelievable in two Leslie. So that's my like one hope that it will. I love seeing that. The only reason I knew about it was because all these celebs coming out through on like my timeline, I just kept seeing like Sarah Paulson is going so hard for her.
Going so hard.
And I love that I'm like, yes, okay, let me see this performance. And she's incredible.
Yeah.
Incredible.
So get this. So we're in my apartment right now where the firearm is going off. Yeah. And I don't think this is true anymore because I don't think that noted character actress Andrea Riseborough would deal with this. One day I was in my mailroom and there was a letter to Andrea Riseborough.
What?
And I was like, does she live here? And this is like a few years ago when like, okay, it stopped. Maybe that's the spirit of Andrea. And no one knows where I live, but so I can say this. And I don't think she lives here anymore.
Maybe
but
she did live there.
At one point, she might have because there was who has that name? But there was like a couple pieces of mail addressed to her in my mailroom.
Wow.
And I was gagged. I was like, oh my God. Because I've known how good she was for like
several years. She's so like consistent.
She's really
like,
good.
She's somebody who I'm like, oh my God, that woman again. Like, you know, she pops up in all these places and she's always really solid. But like to give me, it's like her and Lashana Lynch, like they're giving me two incredible, completely different performances. And they're both involved in Matilda. Interesting. And then also I love Woman King. I loved everybody in it. I thought it was incredible. I just watched Wakanda Forever.
Yeah. What do you think about Angela winning the prizes for that? Like her performance is major.
Her performance is major. Like one of her speeches when she's like reading the room, like, you all need to calm down. I am the queen here. I have lost some people. Like chills, the power, the restraint, the emotion. You know, Judi Dench won an Oscar for like an 8-minute performance. Like I say, give her all the awards. Give her a country music award. I don't even care. Give them all. That one scene.
Yes.
Well, I personally will be checking off the SAG box for one Stephanie Hsu.
Stephanie Hsu was nominated.
And we're so proud. And I literally, when that happened, I texted her. I was like, look, I know that you like low key, haha, don't like you're LOL about this stuff, but I know it meant something to her to be recognized by her peers. And I'm happy and proud to be checking off that box.
Please let her get an Oscar nom. She's a genius in that movie.
I'm praying.
Did you guys ever work together?
We did a reading together of who was just at the public.
Soft Power? No, I don't know why I went to Soft Power.
Can you imagine? No. The Great White Way strikes again. No.
Great White Voice in Soft Power.
The legend. The legend of. No, we did SUFs. We did were workshopping it at Sundance at Mass Mocha. So we were up there for 2 weeks.
Mass Mocha. I've been to Mass Mocha.
Yeah. So we were there for 2 weeks working on that together. She's incredible.
She's incredible.
I love that movie. I hope that movie sweeps everything. Michelle Yeoh has to win. I'm sorry.
Something.
I mean, we are tar heads, but Michelle Yeoh is our front runner. Like she,
I haven't seen Tar yet. I love Cate Blanchett, but it's time. Michelle Yeoh always delivers. She's a queen and I want her.
I'll be voting for her.
Yeah,
absolutely. Yeah. Wait, Bonnie, the first time we met was at a reading for Schmigadoon, right? I think that was the first. Oh, my God. I was like, wait a minute. I was like, Bonnie Milligan, like you were so funny. That was a great reading because it was like Stephen Pasquale was there. And oh, God, I'm blinking on her name, but she was Regina, the original Regina in Mean Girls. Taylor.
Oh, Taylor Louderman.
Taylor Louderman, who I thought was so funny. Yeah. And
she was really funny.
Was Natalie there too?
Emily Skinner.
No, Natalie wasn't there, but God.
Emily Skinner.
Very fun. Jared was there.
Jane Krakowski.
Wow. Very fun. Yeah. It was a very fun time.
Brad Oscar. Yeah, we had
a What are we thinking of? Schmicago. Schmigadoon is back in Schmicago. Bowen, are you involved creatively?
I'm not involved at all, but I remember them telling me that that was the concept for season two. Like, it'll be like 70s, like Candor and Ebb style stuff. And I was like, oh, that's genius. And so I'm excited to see what they do with it.
Speaking of, I'm so excited to see Jinx Monsoon in Chicago.
Too.
I want to come and see Jinx as Mama Morton. And I'm obsessed watching Jinx do the press rounds right now. I'm ready for it.
I mean, come on. Brilliant. And I know James T. Lane is playing.
Billy Flynn.
Thank you. So I'm excited to see him too. He's brilliant. We did something together at City Center a few years ago. And he's incredible.
Well, I did see it a few months ago with Pamela Anderson herself.
So did I. I wanted to experience that. Yes, perfect. Like kooky, sweet. And then when she dropped into these like dramatic, like grounded moments, I was like shook.
I did see opening night. So I think I saw her at like a 10. But I'm wondering what it was like when she finally did like drop in and find it. Not that she dropped hadn't in. Found it. Yeah. Oh, my God.
She dropped
great.
In.
Great.
And she was like, from you, that's major. Kooky. And then all of a sudden, just the realest of the real when you wanted it. And I was like, you're giving me layers and I'm here for it.
God, we love her. A true actor.
Truly.
You ever seen VIP? VIP back in the day, her spy show?
Oh, no.
No, never saw.
Sorry to you, Pamela.
Sorry to this woman.
But I mean, her acting in Scary Movie 3 in the beginning, still top notch comedy.
Are you okay?
The cow says blank, three letters. Dude.
Don't worry, that's us.
It is us.
Amazing.
Who's McCarthy? We can't get into it.
Who's Jenny McCarthy out of me and Bonnie? I think only Bonnie can be the casting director here.
One's Jenny McCarthy, one's Pamela Anderson.
God, okay.
There's no wrong answer.
I'm going to give Pam to Bowen.
No!
And I'm going to give Jenny McCarthy to Matt.
I'll take it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll take it because I love The View.
I love it.
Oh, by the way, we never mentioned on the pod when we did our culture catch up, rest in peace, Barbara Walters.
Rest in peace, Barbara
rest
Walters.
Rest in peace.
Oh, well, Kiki Palmer did say rest in peace, Barbara Walters.
She did? Okay, so it was covered.
It was covered.
Thank
God. No problem. No problem.
But we look ahead to the Oscar nominations. And with that spirit in mind, it actually is related to my I Don't Think So, Honey. So should we transition?
Ooh. We'll transition to I Don't Think So, Honey.
There's a new sparkling water beverage from the makers of Bubbly. Bubbly Burst.
Refreshing bubbles, colorful bottles, and playful smiles galore.
Bubbly comes in a variety of 6 fun flavors that taste incredible, and with no added sugar and low calories, there's a lot to smile about.
Each sip adds a burst of fun to your day.
I don't know about you, Matt, but it's my perfect beverage for catching up on all my favorite shows with.
Yes, baby girl. And the resealable bottles makes them easy to take them on the go.
Bubbly Burst has antioxidant and immune support too, keeping us feeling great all day long.
Hey, try new Bubbly Burst. Hey, everybody. During the break, let's quickly talk about a couple things that are important to most people I know. Comfort and style. Crocs classic clogs and sandals have both covered.
And when we're talking about style, we mean personal style. There's just so many colors and so many Jibbitz charms. You can dress up your Crocs to match your mood and to match your personality and to fit the occasion.
I mean, ultimately, you can stand out from the crowd in a way that only you can because it's your personal style.
And now let's talk about comfort. You know, it doesn't get better than the Crocs, clogs, and sandals when it comes to being comfortable. Style and comfort are usually a trade-off, but here they're a package deal. It's like you have cushions on your feet. Soft, stylish, personalized, colorful cushions.
So why wait? Head over to Crocs.com today and experience the comfort and style of Crocs classic clogs and sandals for yourself. Your feet will thank you.
Hey, it's Bowen, and I want to introduce you to the new Cantina Chicken menu at Taco Bell. Yes, it's an all-new chicken menu with fresh new ingredients, great as a lunchtime option. Taste for yourself the slow-roasted chicken, pico de gallo, purple cabbage, and new avocado verde salsa sauce. With new menu options like Cantina Chicken tacos, burritos, and quesadillas, there's something for everyone. And Taco Bell isn't just for a late night. With this new Cantina Chicken menu, the possibilities are, well, endless. Try the new Cantina Chicken menu at Taco Bell now. Now, I said.
Okay, perfect.
This is our 1 minute segment
where we go off about something in culture. Matt has something Oscar noms related, perhaps?
And the fire thing has stopped. So it should happen.
This is Matt Rogers. I don't think so, honey. His time starts now.
I don't think so, honey. Snubs. We don't know who it happened to, but it is a fate worse than death. And I am with you today.
Yes.
We understand that so many hundreds of people have been snubbed this week. We are iconically recording this pop culture podcast, and I am sounding the alarm and saying, reach out to those that you know that were snubbed and pat them on the back like a creepy woman at Kimberly Akimbo going up to Bowen Yang and say, this is the chillest way I can do this. And say,
30 seconds.
Tap. My girls who are going to be snubbed, I hope it's not my faves, but it has to hurt to work so hard for the nomination, to be on these shows, to grind the grind, and then to see you are snubbed. As someone who's been snubbed, I have to say that I'm really thinking of you and all my girls nominated. I'm so happy for you. I'm proud of you. But just please text the girls who were snubbed and say, hey, should have been you instead of me. Be kind. Be kind to those snubbed. That's my big thing now going forward, 2023. Be kind.
Be kind. That's
1 minute. Be kind.
If you are someone you know was snubbed, be kind to yourself, be kind to others, you know?
I hate that you called back the woman at Kimberly Akimbo because I really wanted to cut.
Cut it. Why would we cut it?
Because I hate that I'm even sharing the story to begin with.
A woman came up to you and caressed your back and said, this is the chillest way possible I can do this. To me, that we have to sound the alarm. Do not touch Bowen Yang in a chill, caressing way.
Just don't do that to anyone. Even if it's like you think it's your son's fourth grade teacher, I wouldn't go up and slowly caress someone and say, I'm trying to be chill. God, my kid loves your class. It's weird. So why would you do that to an actual celebrity?
No,
absolutely not.
I slowly caress my lover only.
Talk to anyone as if they're your son's fourth grade teacher.
Yes, that's a really good rule. Miss Munson.
Show some respect.
I had Miss Munson in fourth grade.
You did?
You're kidding.
She wasn't my teacher, but there was a Miss Munson in the fourth grade.
Oh my God, wait, Bowen. I also did not have Ms. Munson, but she was a fourth grade teacher in my thing. My sister had Ms. Munson.
Weird. This is weird. Did you have Ms. Munson?
No.
Bonnie.
Can you imagine?
Oh,
like, what if she was like, it's me.
It's me.
Ms. Munson.
Yeah, no.
Hi. I'm Ms. Munson. Oh, it's me.
And if you're not treating everyone that you meet like Ms. Munson, like, yes, hello, I have respect and I'm looking at you from a distance. And
from a distance. As if there was a desk between us for this, you know.
So listen, I'm just saying, reach out, like, be kind to those snub. Don't caress them.
Yeah.
But, you know, and this is, I mean, like, we'll talk about it maybe next week, but like, there's going to be snubs. And that's just how snubs. Oscar morning works. And that's part of the drama of it. Okay.
Yeah.
You got Kate Blanchett out here saying we should stop putting performances against each other. And I'm like, Mama, I understand you in spirit, but you know, a couple of my friends brought up, like, that's how the whole conversation about good movies even happens, is the Oscars. Yeah. Otherwise, we wouldn't talk about, like, you know, good movies at all. It would just be, like, all the big box office stuff all year.
Right.
So I guess you gotta have it.
Yeah.
Food for thought. Bowen Yang, are you ready with your, I don't think so, honey?
Yeah, I had this ready to go, but, I mean, the fire alarm going off in your apartment is sort of has something to do with this.
Inspired.
Okay. Yeah. Well, this is Bowen Yang's I Don't Think So, Honey. His time starts now.
I Don't Think So, Honey. Songs with sirens in them. Some pop songs that have like police sirens in them, like at any moment. There are like, I can't think of examples, but there is like a
Ring the Alarm, Beyonce.
Ring the Alarm, Spice. Oh, there's a Spice Girl song that has like sirens in them. And every time I listen to it, I have to turn off the music and go, is there a siren outside? Should I be worried? If your song is motivating me or any listener to press pause, then it's failed as a song. I'm not supposed to be taken out of the moment. I'm supposed to be with you for the full length of the piece. So we got to figure this out. There's no reason, unless the song is about the police state that we live under, I don't want to hear a siren in it. Okay. So I think that we should just do away with this, and I'm so sorry for this on a meta level against this episode, because there is a fire alarm going off throughout Matt's audio. Not right now though.
And that's 1 minute. And I heard that one of the big next wave of pop girlydom is going to be all albums about the police state.
So then they're all going to have sirens, is what you're saying?
I think we're going to be in the siren era. But no, Bowen, I hear what
Hopefully
you're saying.
More metaphorical sirens, you know.
Yes.
Pulse to arms.
Calls to arms.
Sounding the alarm to fellow women. Yeah.
That.
Did you see Beyonce's performance in Dubai? Like all the clips and video from it?
I have not seen all of them yet.
I haven't seen all of them. I saw bits of it. All of them. I know there are many.
I haven't seen all of them.
I have not gotten to sit down with my pen and watch all of them.
Well, you got a lot to do.
I also saw a tweet that somebody was like, I'm upset that, you know, Dubai has so many anti-LGBT laws.
Yeah, that's the thing about Dubai.
She would, like, launch it there, even if they gave her tons of money. Like, bae, maybe not.
Well, that is the thing, right? Like, someone was like, what do you think the price tag was on that? And I'm like, oh, how much could it be? And then we're like, oh, there, it's possible that she made $100 million doing it. Otherwise, why would you?
Yeah.
She hasn't performed in 4 years.
But it's good that she didn't do any Renaissance material off of it, like at the performance, because then it would have been crazy to do it in Dubai.
Yeah.
No, she did like a kind of a weird set list.
Right. Mm-hmm. It was for a hotel opening. Like, it was very commercial. Not a fully fledged Beyonce show.
I think the check probably paid for the Renaissance Arena tour.
Great.
And great. All right, great. Bon. Are you ready to belt out? And I don't think so, honey.
You want me to sing it? No.
No, don't.
Yeah, no, I don't. Mine's kind of related in some ways to the idea of snubs. It's sort of in there. And this is very not seasonal. We've just passed Christmas, but it's about that.
Okay, no problem.
Well, Christmas is big culture.
Huge culture vibe.
Absolutely. This is Bonnie Milligan's I Don't Think So, Honey. Her time starts now.
I don't think so, honey. We don't have a Diva's Christmas Carol available on any stream sites.
Oh,
I can't purchase it to have it saved to my iTunes. Are you telling me that the only Christmas movies that are classics were like It's a Wonderful Life, Elf, and A Christmas Story about a kid with a gun? I don't think so, honey, because I had a Scrooge that featured Vanessa Williams as Ebony Scrooge, as part of a girl group. We had an original song.
30 seconds.
You're going to snub that? I don't think so, honey. They sang songs that were catchy. They gave us a new
bop
to, yes, thank you, Heartquake. Absolutely. That's not something I can buy on iTunes. I don't think so,
15
honey.
Seconds.
She's the best Scrooge, as aside from Michael Caine in A Muppet Christmas Carol. But I don't think so, honey. Why can't I have this always preserved? You had Kathy Griffin as the Ghost of Christmas Present. You had VH1's Behind the Music as the Ghost of Christmas Future. That is innovative. That is culture. I don't think so, honey. Put it on iTunes.
And that's 1 minute.
Unbelievable. I mean, let me tell you something. I came into my fifth grade teacher, Mrs. Sprague, and I was a little FAG. And I was like, did you watch A Diva's Christmas Carol? And she was like, no, Matthew, I didn't watch that. She was like, well, it featured Vanessa Williams as Ebony Scrooge. And she was like, ugh.
And Chili from TLC as Marley Jacobs, her former song. And then she was like, you have to go, very Dreamgirls, find the girl that you like put down because you wanted a better solo career, and you have to bring her back into the fold. It's very like, bring back Effie and let her sing one more time. Okay?
Okay. Yeah.
Culture. It is booming with culture.
It was really culture. I mean, like, and also, like, Bone, did you ever watch A Diva's Christmas Carol?
I did, but Bonnie, I was just going to say, Bonnie really unlocked this for me, because it really, this is the thing now. It's like, if it's not available, then like the memory of it goes away for certain people like me.
Yeah. Yeah.
But that's how good the hook was that I literally remember. Oh, is it just a heartquake?
Yes. Oh my God. And they also gave, you know, Babs did Jingle Bells, Jingle Bells, Jingle All the Way. They did their own version of that with Sleigh Ride, but it was like a weird, like, let's hear the sleigh bells tinkling, ring, ting, tingling too. You're like, why was that like their like pop group made that famous at Christmas? But I'm here for it.
They also have well like an OG. Heartquake. Do you remember this is how obsessed with it I was and how gay I was as a child. There was a moment in the behind the scenes part, which is like, it's true. Like the Ghost of Christmas Future is a behind the scenes episode. VH1 Behind the Music episode. And they're interviewing Brian McKnight. He makes a joke about Mariah, who, by the way, it's a rule of culture number 98.
Brian McKnight.
Like a dream come true. Anyway, I could never stop. But he makes a joke like, Mariah Carey, like, you know, like one time, Ebony, she locked Mariah out of her dressing room. Poor thing had to be out there in her underwear. Luckily, no one noticed. Like making a joke about how Mariah was always wearing her clothes.
What? Come on.
God, I wish when we were done here, I could go watch A Diva's Christmas Carol.
But you can't.
But I can't.
I'm going to at least YouTube search, but I bet that's even a flop, a dead end.
Dear Vanessa Williams, if you can hear us, get the people to release
She really was a good Scrooge. Like she was a great Scrooge.
She was eating.
Did you ever encounter Vanessa Williams? Because I know she's one of the stage.
No. Okay, that's a lie. We've never worked together. I'm obsessed with her. I think she's like the most beautiful person in the world. When we were putting Head Over Heels together, I literally went to the producers. I was like, she should play my mom. Can she be the queen? And they reached out, and I love Rachel York, love you. But like they did reach out and she was not available. And I was like, son of a, but that's how much I love her.
Yeah.
And recently at Broadway Con,
Secretary Hillary.
Madam Secretary came to the Broadway Con and did like a panel with LaShawn's, Vanessa Williams, Julie White, and Donna Murphy.
Wow.
And I was also there to sing from Kimberly Kimbo to like kick off Broadway Con, like, hello. And I was right after. And LaShawn's is one of our producers, iconic LaShawn's.
Yeah,
and
the
so
icon.
She was talking to Hillary, like, well, this is one of our stars. You have to meet her. And she gave her like a candy necklace. We got like a photo together. And Vanessa was in the room. And so I saw them, but I was like, again, I would fangirl too hard, I think.
And there's just a lot of presence in that room between.
And I knew Julie and I knew Donna. And so they were like, the iconic women I knew were like, yay. And I was like, okay, that feels cool. But I don't know that one. And I do love her. Ebony forever.
Wow.
Ebony Scrooge forever.
Diva's Christmas Carol. A fully wiped away memory for me that you brought back. Like, God, you're so, and now I want to see it and I can't do it.
I want to see that.
Like, who do I contact? Because it's been a pain in my side. Every Christmas, I'm like, well,
Lincoln
I wish
Center.
I could watch the best.
A pro shot.
The pro shot from VH1. Release the tapes. Oh, God.
Release the Snyder cut of Diva's Christmas Carol. Yeah. We want to see 4 hours dark.
I just went to the opening of Jefferson Mays doing like the one-man Christmas Carol.
Oh, yeah. Michael Arden
directed. Incredible. Oh. But one of the questions on the red carpet was like, what's your favorite Scrooge or something? And I was like, it's a movie called A Diva's Christmas Carol starring Vanessa Williams.
Absolutely. Great answer, Bonnie.
And if that interviewer knew anything worth a damn, they probably went cross-eyed and turned to Santa, but no, they didn't. Well, listen, when does the cast album come out? Do we have an announcement or a date on that?
Yes, Valentine's Day.
Oh, this is February perfect. 14th.
Yeah.
The Kimberly Akimbo original Broadway cast album is out on Valentine's Day, which is iconically February 14th.
A love letter to the people.
The people.
Take it in.
Well, yeah. It's an amazing show. Everyone, please go see it. You will not regret it. You will fall in love with everybody, especially Bonnie Milligan. Thank you so much for joining us.
At
Belting Bonds. Thank you for having me. This has been so much fun and iconic for me.
I mean, you are a part of the podcast history because of your iconic performance of one of the Record of the Year nominees and someone that inspired you from a young age. And even though it is firmly January and we are past Christmas, we did say that Christmas culture is year-round culture. And so we finish every episode with a song.
I don't want a lot for Christmas.
I was going to be like, you sing it too. Here we go. She's on her day off.
I was giving you background vocal realness.
Give us the belted G.
No.
I can't sing on my day off. No.
That's perfect. Thank you, Bonnie. We love you.
I love you guys. Bye.
Bye.
There's a new sparkling water beverage from the makers of Bubbly, Bubbly Burst.
It's bursting with fruit flavor, no added sugar, and all smiles.
Bubbly comes in a variety of 6 fun flavors that taste incredible. And with no added sugar and low calories, there's a lot to smile about.
I don't know about you, Matt, but it's my perfect beverage for catching up on my favorite shows with.
Yes, Lil Bowen. Bubbly Burst has antioxidant and immune support, keeping me feeling great all day long.
You deserve that. Try new Bubbly Burst.
You know that I feel like it's really important to express yourself.
I know that about you.
You got to put your true self out there, okay? And those classic Crocs, clogs, and sandals let you do just that.
Between the rainbow of colors and the Jibbitz charms, you can create a unique look. And I mean, literally, no one else will have shoes exactly like yours.
Hey, You know, it doesn't get more comfortable than clogs and sandals. They're just the perfect blend of comfort and creativity.
Visit crocs.com to explore the latest styles and Jibbitz charms.
When the music of Celine Dion makes sweet Canadian love with the Oscar-winning film Titanic, you get Titanic, a campy, unhinged, chaotic night out.
Find out what really happened to Jack and Rose on that fateful night from Celine Dion's totally real and historically accurate perspective.
Some say Titanic is the best gay nightclub in the city, and those people are me.
And me. So set sail with this cookie crazy off-Broadway hit and get tickets today at TitanicMusical.com.
Get tickets today at TitanicMusical.com.